If you want the greener pasture, you gotta go through the valley to get there. That there's no escaping it. It's the best way wherever you're taking them. Sometimes through there is the only way.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Babel Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad that you're with us today. As we continue our look at Psalm 23, we've been breaking this down for a number of days now, and so if you've missed any broadcasts in the series, hope you'll go back and listen at the website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. But Pastor, I've often heard the Christian life described as a series of hills and valleys. There are times where we feel like we're close to God and things are going well, and there are times where we feel like we are far from Him and He's distant and we're going through those valleys of those tough times. And we're going to spend a little time looking at that today.
Well, valleys, they're real.
Yeah.
And they're going to happen. Remember what Jesus said? He said, in the world you shall, not might.
Yeah.
In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you like valleys?
No.
And neither do I.
Yeah.
But let me ask you another question. Have you been through some valleys?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, do you realize that there are some things that God has added to your character and your conduct and your conversation that you never would have gotten had you not gone through those valleys?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I think all of us can probably look back at seasons of life and say, never want to go through that again.
That's right.
But I'm grateful for what I learned in that
valley. That's right. That's right. Well, think about it. One of my favorite characters is Joseph. And I talk about him all the time. But think about this. Was the pit a good thing? No. Was Potiphar's a good thing? No. Was the prison a good thing? No. Was the palace a good thing? Yes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, 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 yes. I mean, how did these three no's become a yes? Because they were stepping stones, not stumbling blocks.
Right.
They were valleys that were leading him to victory.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that you need to factor in your Christian walk, that you're going to have it. That's why 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, in everything, now not for everything, but in everything. Locative of spear literally means in the midst of everything. So, I mean, the psalmist said it best in Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Habakkuk said it. He said, though the fig tree doesn't blossom and bloom, yet I will praise the Lord. So it is a yet praise. It is in spite of praise, not because of. And that's what we need to have, realizing that God is sovereign. Job 1, Job 2, nothing can enter our life unless God allows. And here's something I'm going to say real quick, and
okay,
that is this. It says, when Satan asked God about Job, there's a Christian that is, you know, top of the line. Then he said, you have a hedge of protection around him. My question would be this. How did he know that?
Hmm.
Because he had been looking for access and couldn't gain it.
Yeah.
And so God had to give him permission.
Permission, yeah.
Anything that happens in your life, I don't care what it is, Satan has to get permission. God has a leash on that bad boy.
What a great place to pause the conversation and get back into God's Word. We are in Psalm 23, so join us there as we begin How to Handle Your Valleys. Here is Pastor Ford.
Young woman went to her mother and she started complaining about the things that were going on in her life. She started telling her mother things like, you know what? I am just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And she said, you know, I got problems over here and problems over there. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of struggling. Every time I turn around, something, anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's always something else. And it seems like things just get worse. You go from bad to worse. So her mother didn't say anything, Pastor Green. She took her in the kitchen and she put three pots on the stove, filled each pot with water, and begin to boil them. Then she took three items. She took an egg, then she took a carrot, And then she took some coffee beans and she put each one of them in one of the pots. After they had boiled for the while, the mother said to the daughter, "Did you see what happened here?" And she said, well, not actually. I mean, you just boiled some stuff." And the mother said, "Let me explain something to you. All three of them were in the same degree of hot water, but yet all three of them responded differently. You see, when I put the egg in the hot water, the egg had a thin shell that was protecting its inner liquid inside. So it was fluid and was able to move. But once the water got hot and it started getting hotter, then the egg began to get hard. And the hotter the water, the harder the egg got. So that now it still looks the same on the outside. But where it used to be nice and sensitive and fluid, it's real hard and cold on the inside. That's how some people respond to tribulation and to their valley experiences, Pastor Green. They're nice people and they got Jesus in them and they're fluid and they're liquid. But whenever they put in hot water, when they're going through the valley, they get hard. They still look the same on the outside, but they got bitterness and anger and hatred on the inside. Because the valley has made them hard on the, and you can't see it. Oh, yeah, but you can experience the toxic personality of individuals that dog people and down people because hurt people hurt people. And you got individuals, oh, you know what I'm talking about. One person hurt you, and we all got to bear the blame for what one person did to you. You ain't no better than the news that label all of us black folk by some folk that don't live right, don't act right, don't talk right, don't dress right. So what do you do? But then remember, the carrot was strong and stable, but the hot water made it soft. And guess what? The more hot water you leave it in, the mushier it gets until you end up with baby food. Yeah, and so there are people like that. They start off, they're on fire for God. They here on Thursday. We ain't got a church service on Thursday. They come to me talking about, "Pastor, why don't we have a Bible study on Friday?" Well, let's see if we can get you here on Wednesday first, okay? If we can get here on Wednesday, get you here on Sunday, maybe we'll start a Bible study on Friday. And they all fired up. Then you turn around, somebody done hurt them. They're going through the valley. They're going through something, and they drop out. They used to sit in the front, then they're in the middle, then they're in the back, then in the balcony. They gone after that. That's it. Yeah, they drop out. They say, "I got to take a sabbatical." But then there are those who go, now same hot water, different responses. Look at his neighbor, help me preach this, say, "Are you a carrot or are you an egg?" Go ahead, tell them, say, "I'm neither." Tell her, "I'm a coffee bean." Because see, when you put a coffee bean in the hot water, the coffee bean lets the hot water act on it, but it acts on it. So that the hot water was white or clear, now the coffee colors it. Yeah, and the coffee dictates to the hot water. The hot water don't dictate to the coffee. The coffee, the hotter the water, the more flavor. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me up in here. The hotter the water, the more flavor. Why? Because what's in the bean has to come out. If Christ is in you, in the hot water, he gonna come out. If he's not coming out, maybe that's cause he ain't in you. Say, why is so much hell coming out of so many Christians? Because there's hell up in them. And when you put them in hot water, the hell come out of them. See, whatever comes out of you, when you put in the hot water, that's what's in you. If you mean and nasty and ignorant, it's coming out when you get in the hot water. If you somebody who like to withdraw and shrink away from stuff, "I don't want no problem. I don't want no issues." Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whatever in you, you a cusser? Look how quiet it got. That hot water will bring it out of you. Because it takes the hot water. And what does the coffee bean do? Coffee bean says, "Okay, I'm going through." Yeah, but that's all right. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be. Somebody ought to be giving God some praise up here for all these coffee bean Christians. Yeah, and so you and I, we understand it. And David said, listen, let me tell you something. I am not a carrot and I am not an egg, because when you put me in hot water, I'm a coffee bean. I'm gonna change the flavor of everything. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you gonna talk about the trouble you going through. I'm gonna tell you about the future I'm going to. That's it, that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, you talking about, oh, woe is me, I'm under the circumstance. I'm going to ask you, what you doing under there? Amen.
You're listening to Treasured Truth with Pastor Ford, and we're going to get back to this look at Psalm 23 in a message called How to Handle Your Valleys in just one moment. You know, maybe as you're listening, you've got a question about what you're hearing on the program. You can always ask your question by coming to our website, treasuredtruthradio.org, click on the contact link, and go ahead and ask your question that way. We'll make sure that Pastor Ford hears from you, and we just might answer that question on a future broadcast. Again, come to treasuredtruthradio.org. Back to the message. Here is Pastor Ford.
And so David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with. He said, let me tell you what I do. I color. Now, whenever I went to Israel, I'm telling you, now don't hate, celebrate. God may let you participate. I had a ball. People were trying to get me to go now. AM 1390, they asked me to go. I said, no, I can't go. They said, why, your schedule? A couple other places asked me to go. I said, no, I can't go. It's not my schedule. See, when I went the first time, I was taken by somebody. And what they did was they became my shepherd. Because we flew over there, just four of us, three preachers and a deacon, just four of us. See, when you go with those things, they got two, three, four buses. You got to wait for everybody. I went with three other people, just four of us. And when we went, we flew over first class. Oh, yeah, 17-hour trip, but it wasn't bad. When you got a cubicle and a bed and a TV, we had a table and we had our own cubicle to ourselves, the four of us laying in bed, 17 hours, 16 hours, whatever it was. See, I was spoiled. And I ain't paid for nothing. I ain't paid for the hotel. I ain't paid for my food. 10 days and 9 nights, I ain't paid for nothing. And on top of that, make a bad thing worse or a good thing better. He hired the number one guide in all Israel. His name is Hillel. He was a Jew who was a psychiatrist, who was rich, got saved, became a Messianic Jew, went back and got an earned degree in archaeology and an earned degree, PhD, in theology. That's who was our guide. The person who took me paid $10,000 extra for him to be our guide. And we knew he was the number one man in Israel, because everywhere we went, they would ask us stuff like other guys would say, you guys got Hillel. You know he's the number one guide in all of Israel. So here's what he did. We're on the Mount of Olives, you know. We're on the Mount of Olives, and he takes us right there. The Dome of the Rock is in the middle. It's gold. And that beautiful city and that wall. And he said, okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to look to your right. And we looked. He said, now slowly take in the whole city. Yes. And we slowly take. Slow down. And then he said, now come back. And then we came back. Then he said, now go back again. And while we were there, he's behind us. He said, as we're looking, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. How I would have gathered thee as a mother chicken gathers her hens, but thou would not. He said, this is probably the spot where Jesus was standing when he said those words. And man, three of the four of us just start crying. Say, man, what a beautiful sight. Well, guess what? Here it is. Here's number one. How do I handle my valleys? Number one, you have to have the right acknowledgement. In Israel, he said, now, gentlemen, we're about to go into what's called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. I didn't even know there really was one. That's the valley of the shadow of death. Now, here's what it is. And sheep would go through there, and the shepherd would take his sheep through there. And why was it called the valley of the shadow of death? Because the only time there would be light in the valley is when the sun was overhead at noon. Otherwise, all you got was shadow because the ravine was so deep. It's a place between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, and we walked through that bad boy. And as we walked through, every time we went somewhere, Hillel would read something. We're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and he says, yea, though I walk through the valley. I got goosebumps just thinking about it. I got goosebumps. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And he said, listen, you got to understand now what's going on, that the sheep were skittish and the shepherd would lead them. Now get this. This is powerful for me. See, the only way that you get the sheep from the lowland to the highland and from the highland to the lowland is through the valley. Remember, I told you that feed them in the winter in the lowland, go to the grass in the spring in the highland, but you got to go through the valley. Oh, y'all, right over your head. I said, if you want the greener pasture, you got to go through the valley to get there. That there's no escaping it. It's the best way wherever you're taking them. Sometimes through there is the only way. That you and I gotta realize that God is doing some stuff, and it may not be good to us immediately, but it's going to be good for us ultimately, because God is taking us somewhere. You don't go through the valley for nothing. In the mountain, it's education, but in the valley, it's maturation. You wanna know how much Jesus you got in you, all you gotta do is go through the valley. All you need is a financial crisis. All you need is a spousal crisis. All you need is a relationship crisis. All you need is a valley, and the valley gonna bring out if you an egg. The valley gonna bring it out if you a carrot, and the valley gonna bring it out if you a coffee bean. What are you? See, some of y'all came in thinking you coffee beans. You gonna walk out knowing you a carrot. Yeah, you say, what's going on here? It's like, listen to this. I talk about Joseph all the time, don't I? Okay, so I'm not going to talk about him today. Let me just read what the scripture says about him. When you look at Psalm 105, 17 through 19, here's how my Bible reads. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Somebody say valley. Whose feet they hurt with feathers. Somebody say valley. He was laid in iron. Somebody say valley. Yeah. But wait a minute, don't forget, he sent who? God sent. He was in God's valley. And it wasn't good for him immediately, but it became good for him ultimately. Yeah, it wasn't good in the pit, it was a valley. Wasn't good at Potiphar's, it was a valley. Wasn't good in prison, but it did get good ultimately because he ended up in the palace. God sent him. Now put verse 18 up there. Listen to this. It says that he was there until the word of the Lord tried him. Come on. He sent a man before them because he has purpose. Yes. But then God said, do you believe the words that are coming out of my mouth? You're in the valley, but do you believe the words that are coming out of my mouth? Do you believe that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according? Do you believe that? Because the only place you find out what you believe, in the valley. Thank you, Brother Watkins. Amen. Amen. I almost forgot I was in the Baptist church till you spoke up. Yeah, that's right. And so that's what happens. And so we need to realize that's why David starts out with a conjunction. Come on, somebody help me. Schoolhouse Rock. And what is the function of a conjunction? To tie two phrases together. So that means then, even though, yea, though I walk through the valley of, could be translated even when. It's a conjunction. Now, what does a conjunction do? Tell you, if you want to understand fully what I'm about to say, you got to go back and read what I just said. What did he just say? Okay, get this, get the connection. He's saying, he leads me beside still water. Peace, serenity, we love that. I graze in the grass. Oh, we love that, that's provision. But he says, listen, it doesn't matter how blessed you are. It doesn't matter how much Bible you know. It doesn't matter how much money you give. It doesn't matter how you work like a Hebrew slave. It doesn't matter because valleys are a part of life, just like the still waters.
Come on.
And just like the grazing. See, we want the grazing because grazing in the grass is a gas. Can you dig it? We want the still waters, but we don't want the yay though. No, no, no. I don't want to go through anything, Lord. I don't want this to happen to me. And so now, what's he saying? Look, seven times this phrase is used in the Hebrew Bible, yay though. Here's what he's saying. He's saying, you need to understand, you have to acknowledge that valleys are a part of the Christian walk. He says two things, they are inevitable and they are impartial. That's what he's trying to tell us. They're inevitable, they're going to happen, it's going to come, and it's impartial. They don't care who you are, they don't consult your schedule. They don't say, hey, you ready for this one? And some of us think that Christianity is supposed to be a Teflon existence, that nothing that's bad sticks to us. Hey, listen, you don't have to go looking for trouble. Trouble gonna come looking for you. That's right, that's right.
That is so true, isn't it? Where you're listening to Treasured Truth with Pastor Ford, and a message along those lines, it's called How to Handle Your Valleys, because whether you're in one right now or you've got one coming, we do all face valleys in life. And that's where just continually being fed on a diet of God's Word can be so helpful as we walk through some of those valleys. And there are a number of different ways that we want to make sure that you can listen to Pastor Ford's teaching. Obviously, there's the radio, but also online through our website at treasuredtruthradio.org. You could podcast the program, or you can listen to the Moody Radio app and listen to the program that way. In fact, we recently heard from a listener from Virginia named Allison who says, I listen to Pastor Ford on the Moody Radio app. I used to live in the Chicagoland area. Now I live in Virginia. Well, Pastor Ford is so encouraging to listen to, and I love how practical he is. And so I was wondering if you could send me some info on how to be a ministry partner. Thank you. Well, Allison, a couple things. Yes, absolutely. We love to hear from listeners who say they want to be ministry partners. I'll tell you, I can do that in just one moment. But if you want to get the app and listen to this Bible teaching program like Allison does, come to the website and look for the links on the Stay Connected bar. Our website address is treasuredtruthradio.org. And you can also become a ministry partner by giving, praying for, and supporting this ministry with both your prayers and your finances. You can give a gift online, whether it's a one-time gift or an ongoing monthly gift, by coming to treasuredtruthradio.org and then click on the link that says Make a Donation. We really do value your financial partnership as well. Well, thanks for doing that and for listening today. Thanks to our producers, Amy Rios and Ryan McConaughey. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.